Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bowes & Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful sister. Hello, Bitsy.
Hi, Emily. How are you, Miss Bowes?
I am better now that you're sitting here.
Oh, I am so good. I'm a little overheated because I was just outside.
It is so hot.
It's upwards of 90 degrees, and the humidity is 4,000%. It's so humid.
Why is there a heat wave, like, in June here?
I don't know. And then it was raining last night, so it was really cozy when we were sleeping.
But that was a really cozy rainstorm.
It's so hot.
It's so hot. It's the hot that you like are you can't breathe, think, or see, and it's extremely suffocating. I went out for like 2 seconds today to run a couple errands, kind of like a midday, and I was like, I need to lay down. It was crazy. It's kind of it's also hard because like you're in the office, and I'm sure it's absolutely freezing. I know a lot of people are probably dealing with this as well. I was talking to my hairdresser. Just really took off with talking.
Yeah.
I was talking to my hairdresser today. We were both talking about how we wore jeans, but it's like I come inside and I don't want to be like scratching my legs together like a freak.
Right. Scratching your legs together. No, well, I'm outside most days for tours and showings around buildings, and people are sweating through suits.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how hot everyone is.
Perspiring.
Yeah. And like I'm trudging. I'm walking. I walk 12 blocks up a hill.
That's crazy.
And I almost passed out.
Yeah. Do you bring water?
Oh God, no.
And I see that you have kind of like a short sleeve lady jacket, black. It's lovely.
It's a lady jacket, short sleeve blazer, if you will. And
but you have a but you have a white top underneath it. I would assume like you keep that on though, because what if you start sweating?
Oh yeah, absolutely not. Okay. Never taking this off, please.
Okay, okay, we're just sucking it up.
I'm and, not like, a savage.
Destroying our clothes and sending it out for dry cleaning. We're so excited to have you on the show for today. I feel like we all needed to catch up. We needed to hear from you. It's been kind of like a crazy week. I feel like summer just like boom. We're here, you know?
It was such a long winter, and the groundhog made it even longer. And then all of a sudden, it was like, yeah, it's summer. Hello.
Yes. And this is kind of what happens here in the Midwest. I've said it before. I'll say it again. We get like a little spring, and then we just get immediately straight ahead into summer. Like there's really no in-between.
We get a premature spring.
Yes. And it's up and down, and it's raining, and it's snowing, and now we're just hot. We're just really, really
roasting.
Hot. Roasting. And we'll see you guys to the end of October. It'll be like this.
It was so hot, I had to get my hair cut. I had to let it go.
I love your haircut.
I got my hair cut, and I went in, and I said to our hairdresser, Annie, who's just a doll. I love her. I said, just cut off what is dry and dead, just a spring trim. Suddenly half my hair is gone.
She came out bald.
No. And I said, oh, okay. So all of that was dry and dead. Got it. 4.5 inches.
Poof. Did you not say 4.5 inches? She just like eyeballed it. Did you tell her I want to go shorter?
I said, I want shorter and I trust you and just take off, make me healthy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I actually didn't hear that first part of the story. I thought you went in with saying, like,
I want a
lob.
That's what I say every time, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I got my hair cut today as well. We just took off an inch. I've been going once a month now. It's this inch that I battle with, and I love it. Brushing my collarbone, that's what I ask for, and then we do long layers, and she cleaned up my eyebrows, so kind of feeling, and I tanned, so I'm feeling a little bit better. Yeah.
Mine is below or right at my collarbone.
Uh-huh.
And I think my favorite length of my hair is about an inch or two longer than this. I like it a little bit lower than my collarbone. I think that measures and evens out my face.
Well, I really like it short. In fact, after you got it cut, I like hardly recognized you.
Really?
Yes. I also think it's so profesh. Like, do you feel like the past week people have just been...
Oh, they've been taking me more seriously. I've been closing more deals. People are opening doors for me.
100%.
Yeah, I'm getting
commissions are higher.
I'm getting police escorts. Everyone's just like out of her way. She has short hair. Yeah. And a lot of
I got promoted even though my dad's my boss. Like, it's amazing. It's crazy.
We actually had a client dinner and they all thought I was Claire. And before, it's like sometimes they think I'm Claire. But now it's like, oh, hi, Claire. I'm like, oh, Lord. We have the same exact haircut.
No, the hair in our family just keeps getting shorter and shorter. And like, I love when like you guys online make fun of our hair. And I'm just like, we look fabulous with our short hair. Like, we do. We just.
It's hilarious. No, it's like Lisa Rinna when everyone was making fun of her haircut. And she's like, this is what works. This is what Harry Hamlin likes. Like, this is what works in my office. This is how my I temperature control with my hair.
No, like
hair gets so hot in the sun.
It's so much work to do your hair. It's so much faster to have shorter hair.
I have cut down 10 minutes of my routine in the morning.
Yeah.
From my hair.
Yeah, and I don't get blowouts anymore, and I just am able to straighten it, but it looks better, shorter, straighter. Like, I'm not going to be straightening, like, hair down to my butt. Like, right. I need to have shorter hair to do that, so.
And I do love, there is a time and place for long hair.
Of course.
And I love my hair long, but it drags me down. It doesn't lift. We need to lift.
We need to lift.
In this economy, like, we have to lift. Yeah.
I do think you're taking more seriously with shorter hair.
No, it's true.
It's true. I'm not saying we need to like have a pixie cut like mom, but like we.
But people don't mess with her.
But so. Nobody messes with mom. Like I'm just saying at our age, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like that sure. would be too, that would be crazy that at would, yeah. 26 and 23 to show up with pixie haircuts. But by the way, some people can really pull it off.
Do you remember that model, Taylor Hill?
Yes, of course.
She looks stunning with her pixie haircut.
She looks ethereal, and she just like elevated her entire modeling brand. Her life. I think she elevated her life. And also, I think a lot of the people who were saying like, oh my gosh, the short hair, like you couldn't pull it off. So I'm saying the short hair like Taylor Hill.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
I don't actually know. Is it?
I think she got married.
I just made that up, by the way. I think it is.
Yeah.
Let's go with it. So, yeah, I got my hair cut recently, and that's been kind of, it's Taylor Marie Hill.
Yes. So we both are rocking some shorter hair, and I love it. I feel free. I think it's nice to just, like you said, lift it up.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your hair bounces after you get it cut? Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It has life. It has youthfulness. Sorry, I forgot about an email I didn't send.
Oh my God, do you need to send it? We can pause. No, seriously.
I'm just going to check and see. I have time. We're good.
Okay, if you have work, like we don't want
to. I can't tell you how busy I've been this week.
Yeah, what's going on? I feel like the past office. Like
2 weeks, so we got summer interns, which are just such a hoot to have in the office, and there's three of them, and I'm in charge of the interns. I myself am basically, you know, an elevated intern. I've been in the business for a year. Like, who am I to be in charge of interns?
No, you crack me up.
So they've been good, and honestly, they're doing great work, but we've just been busy for some reason, and it's always a good problem to have, but
I'm slammed.
I lost 4 inches, and suddenly everyone's trying to give me deals.
And the way that you're clomping, your little deer feet are running around in like a ballet flat, like the smallest little heel, like just like a
small block heel.
It's a block heel, which how do those frankly stay on your feet with that strap in the back?
So sometimes when I wear those, the strap doesn't stay on, but today it stayed on all day.
Oh,
I think it was because my foot was hot, so my feet expanded.
I mean, those shoes to me, if in a flat or a heel form, it's basically like wearing a flip flop. Like I'm walking out of the shoe. I'm actually very impressed that you are able to walk in those.
Yesterday, I didn't think I had a big walking day, so I wore my Louboutins to work. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the kids. My feet are destroyed. It is a war zone. It's
the craziest thing that Elizabeth does. It's inspiring, actually, is show up, is roll up to a Tuesday morning meeting in a Louboutin. Like, it's so crazy to me.
I think the pipeline from Tuesday morning meeting to a Friday night out with you in the Louboutins is a thin line.
Well, and you inspired me. I wasn't clocking it really for a couple weeks. I knew that you wore them to work, and then we were out in like February, and I looked down, and this girl is in a flare jean and her Louboutins, and I leaned in, oh my God, you're wearing them out.
We were at a bar.
How are you doing? What, like your feet, I mean, I will say we have different versions.
I think mine are 2.5 inches, 3 inches.
So I have the Kate.
And I don't know what I have.
You have the other one, which is, but they're uncomfortable.
It's upwards of 3 inches. I can last in them. I'm not worried about that. It's when my foot expands because I've been walking for hours. That's the problem. But yeah, I'll wear them to the bar. I'll wear them to work. And I will say, what's that one?
Okay, so I have the So Kate, which is 4.75 inches.
So mine is 3 inches.
Okay, so wait, let me look up Louboutin.
It's the one right below. It's right below the Kate. It's those, the second picture.
It just comes in different heel heights. So we both have the Kate. I have the 4.75 and you have the 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm running around the city in 3-inch heels, which is like, it doesn't hurt. It's not a problem until it's 95 degrees out and your foot's expanding and you're in unforgiving leather. So I love them. I have a client who I wore them one time and she was commenting on them.
Yeah.
Because apparently she saw them. And then.
Well, they're noticeable.
Are they?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You notice them right away because they're such a pretty shoe on your foot. I think the Kate shoe is the most flattering heel a woman can wear, but they break your feet.
My feet aren't totally broken.
How are they not broken? Because not only, I'm not talking about the heel height, I'm talking about the actual fit of the shoe.
They are some of the most comfortable heels I've worn.
What?
I wear very uncomfortable heels.
Okay, mine. I've walked around my apartment enough because you inspired me. Like I said, one time I wore them out with my friend Aubrey, and it was it was the most unhinged thing I did that month.
Like I have worn the Ann Taylor heels.
Uh huh.
They are so uncomfortable. I can't last. I have to take them off.
Okay.
And I wear my Louboutins, and like I know what kind of pain to expect.
Right.
So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And my feet have adjusted.
You're crawling into showings.
Yeah. bloody, just like there's scabs everywhere. No. But so the client commented on it. And then the next time we met like a couple weeks later, and she had asked her husband for Louboutins, and they ordered them, and her foot was too wide and she couldn't wear them.
I believe that. Yeah. No, it takes a very, like, Zendaya is known for always wearing a Kate.
Really?
She only wears Kate here. And it's like, you know, like I said, one of the most uncomfortable shoes to wear. And like, that's like her signature look. I mean, they come in like a million different colors.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was so crazy that night that I looked down. But also then it was like, then I, like I said, I wore my Louboutins out because I would always save them for special occasions, mostly because of the pain, but also because I wanted to protect the bottom. But then I was like, let's bring back whimsy. You know, like that's such a whimsical thing that you do.
You can also send them back into Louboutin and have them repaint
for sure.
The bottom.
Yeah.
And I am wearing these, like I've gotten mud on them. Like I am wearing them in the field.
A city girl. Yeah.
Yeah. In the field.
In the field. No, literally. You are in
fields. No, I'm in the field. Like I'm in construction zone sometimes. But I really like to invest in shoes and wear them. Like, bring back wearing your shoes.
You and your mulberry bag and a Louboutin screaming about.
Like. I need to bring back the mulberry bag. It's such a spring summer, and I've been wearing my YSL tote, and I need to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, you've got such great pieces, such great well-made leather pieces.
You have to invest. If you're not investing in yourself, who's going to invest in you?
Literally nobody.
No.
Yeah, so exactly. So how are the interns? How have your management skills been?
Well, I always wanted to be a teacher. Uh-huh. So I feel like
that wasn't fulfilled.
No, and I shouldn't. Like after this summer, I'm like, thank the good Lord, I am not a teacher because this population would never learn. I can't explain things. I just assume they know how to do things.
Yeah.
And why?
You're too business oriented.
And why would they know how to log on to, you know, our files?
Right. Like, yeah.
So
I think that has a lot to do with patience.
Are you saying I'm not patient?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't be able to do it either. But like, I think a lot of teaching is like patience. And I think it's like a gift for people. I'm just giving all the teachers listening.
Oh, of course.
Like, mom's so patient stuff. Yeah.
I'm definitely not that patient.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So I said it. Like, sorry. I definitely.
Sue me. I wear heels and I move quickly.
Like, yeah. Pitter patter.
Yeah.
I've sat with them and tried to figure out different things. And then at one point I was like, you know what, guys, you work together and you figure it out. So. It's been good. They've come on a lot of showings with me. It's very helpful to say, like, if I'm talking to a client, go open these doors, turn on the lights, turn off the lights. It makes things move faster logistically so that they can get ahead on a showing and open up certain doors.
Is that fun to be like, go do this, go do that?
It is. I would love to invest in an assistant.
I think that's why assistants are, and you have three of them, two boys and one girl. So like that's.
And I divvy up the jobs.
Of course. Yes. You got to keep them on their toes. Yeah. Keep them on their Louboutins.
Keep them on their pointed heels. Yes. So we have fun. We kibitz and then we work.
But I think it's also another skill, like that a muscle that you're working is like these management skills, because you're coming from an intern perspective and now you're coming from a salaried employee perspective.
Of course. And I know how interns work. I know I was an intern. I was a good intern and I was a bad intern different summers. I get it. But I'm on to you, interns. And I will make sure you're in line.
Also, I think it's good because you're kind of close to their age. Like I think having somebody in that mix in the Gen Z world, like do you feel like they can trust you?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't think we have a need for trust. Like,
honestly. No, but like if like they relate to, like, do you feel like you guys like, you know, similar dialogue? Like,
oh, we
you're
do.
Not like a 65-year-old woman, you know.
Correct.
Exactly. All right. Awesome. That's great. Somebody on their side.
I'm advocating for them sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. When you can get your shoes on and when you can, when you're
when
not
my blazer fits and everything's tailored to perfection and my hair's gone.
Yeah. 4.5 inches later. Oh my God.
I do feel like they don't relate to me as much because I lost 4.5 inches of my hair.
Whoa.
I just made that up, but I feel it.
You can still get your hair in a ponytail.
Yeah, of course. Oh my gosh, it's not that short.
No, I was thinking if people are joining us on audio, like I feel like they're picturing you with like a bob up to your chin. Like it's still very long.
Which would be chic.
Yeah, no, it would be chic. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I love a good bob. There's nothing wrong with that. So you said you were busy. Is it just like the summer season or what's going on? Like
Our business is very cyclical. So I actually don't know why we're busy right now because, no, I don't. Because usually, even when I was an intern, or Claire has said this, that it follows a school calendar. So usually it's kind of slow in the summer. But, you know, that just speaks to Terry's work ethic.
Well,
and
he's a workhorse.
Yeah. And now I'm the jockey. I'm the jockey. I'm the horse. I'm hitting those interns like, we got to work.
Run. Yeah. Actually, no. Carry me because I can't walk.
Wait, can I tell you this story?
Please.
So this morning I got up early. I answered some emails. Time got away from me and it was 8:05. I had a showing at 8:30. Downtown is 25 to 30 minutes away. So I scramble. I get in my car. I drive as fast as legally allowed.
Sure.
Of course. And I'm zooming downtown. And it's in our building. The showing's in our building. So what are you looking at?
Am I recording?
It's still recording.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
The showing's in our building. And the woman texted me 10 minutes before and was like, we're here, but we have to go make a stop. We're going to be in. I'm like, yeah, perfect. See you in a minute. I'm nowhere downtown. I am 15 to 20 minutes away. So I make it downtown. I park on the street. I forget the garage because I'm like, the garage line's going to take too long. The scanning, running downstairs. I'm in my little black kitten heels. So I get into my lobby and I start running down the lobby hallway. I'm waving to people. I'm like, hi, whatever. I'm saying my morning hello to the building engineer and I'm running. I grab the intern and I'm like, they're already here. We need to beat them so that they think that we've been here for a while. And I'm always early. I can't believe I was late. So we're running up the elevators. They think it's the funniest thing. They're like, oh my gosh, like, ha.
That's
like,
what I mean. Like, they relate to you.
Like, yeah, but I'm like, this isn't really funny, okay? Like, time got away from me and I was supposed to be here 15 to 20 minutes.
Is on the line.
Yeah, this blazer is on the line. Like, I'm never going to be able to afford another Louboutin. So
you didn't even buy them.
No, it was a gift. So we're running up the elevator. It gets off at the floor that the other client was at. And me and the interns hide against the elevator wall.
No, you left this part out. Oh my God, Elizabeth, I'm dead. It's because like real estate Barbie.
It was real estate Barbie. And I was like, she cannot and he cannot get on this elevator because then they'll know that I wasn't there. Not a big deal, but like, to me, it is.
Yes.
Because I like to be there. I like to open the doors. I like to get everything ready. So then we get up to the floor that we're supposed to be on and we start running down the hall.
All of you guys?
Again. Yes.
We start running. Leading them?
Yes, of course. And they're laughing. They think it's so funny. It's like, we haven't reached the suite. So we get there. I've never unlocked a door so fast in my life. We're ringing the doorbell to let the other people in. And then they get off 10 seconds after us at the elevator. They're like, oh my gosh, hi. Like, so good to see him. I am panting.
I was going to say, were you out of breath?
Oh, hi, good morning. So good to see you. Yeah, we got everything open. We're ready. The interns were dying. They're like, is this what happens? Like, no.
No, it's not.
And they know that I like to be.
You are always early. Advance. You're so prepared and everything like that. That's like an episode of like Veep or The Office or something.
I felt like Gary.
You're
running
Gary.
Down.
Yeah,
like Julia Louise took off her shoes, running. Gary's behind her. That's how I felt. Sprinting down my lobby. And it's a loud lobby. Like, there was clicking and clacking.
It's a big lobby. I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure everyone was looking if you were running.
Of course.
I know your lobby. Then. Like, that's a huge.
Yeah.
I just picture you literally booking it.
I didn't care. I did not care.
No.
And my little twillies just flying in the wind on my bag.
Money is on the line.
Never been late to a showing in my life.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah.
The day before.
Well, you weren't late. You were literally right on time.
Right on time. I mean, they always say that if you're on time, you're late. So. But whatever. The day before I had a showing, and I got there 30 minutes early, as I always do. I got in and the door's locked and I don't have a key. Some people don't give keys. They have receptionists or they buzz you in or key fobs. And I only had a fob. I didn't have an actual physical key.
Okay.
So I go to the tenant next door and I say, hey, it's me. Can you let me into the space right now? Because I have 10 minutes before the person arrives. They can't get me in. I'm calling Dad. I'm calling Claire. She's in Denver. I'm calling.
Yeah, she's gone this
I'm
week.
Calling the owner of this house. And it wasn't a house. That was a TikTok joke. And they're like, oh, it's the keypad. It's the keypad. There was no keypad. I finally got in. Again, sweating uncontrollably.
You don't perspire on your face, though, so.
No. And
you're like, I'm a lady.
It went swimmingly, but like, there are so many behind the scenes panic that I have. Thank God I got there early.
Seriously. No, it seems like this is like a lot of physical. Every time I hear these stories, it's like a lot of physical things that are involved.
I got locked in a hallway a couple days ago. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, what happened?
I showed up for it's a big deal that we're working on and I'm in charge of it. Great. So I got there early. It was tenant rep. So I'm representing a client. So we get to this building and the broker for the building is there. The interns are in the parking lot. Like, I saw them roll up and I said, oh, I'm just going to run to the bathroom before the showing starts, before the client gets here, my client. So I go into the hallway and I go to the bathroom and I come back out. The door's locked. I go, shoot, there must be another exit. There's got to be another egress. So I go, every door is locked. I should have taken a picture of myself in this hallway. I was locked in the hallway. I start calling the interns. No answer. They haven't saved my number.
No, they definitely haven't.
No, they told me they had it.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm calling one, I'm calling the other. No one's answering. Then I call the broker and he's like, oh my gosh, like I forgot that that door locks and you were in there. I was in there for 3 to 4 minutes he showed up.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was such a large, like we were in a big office building. And then finally the interns called me back and they were like, who is this? This is your boss. And she is stuck in a hallway and she's about 18 months older than all of you. And she has no hair. So if someone could please unlock the door, that would be so great. I'm so grateful.
Oh my God. Who is this? It's Bistana.
Yeah.
I'm scaling the wall right now.
Okay. And an event. An event. And I left the Louboutins behind.
If you were shimmying through the walls,
I could
just get to the client. On time. No, it's literally, I hear these stories from all of you guys, and it's just like it's like real estate Barbie.
Yeah, and Dad, of course, he's been in the business so long. He rolls up 5 minutes late. He's like, "All right, I already know everything about this building." Yeah. And blah blah blah. And
exactly.
Just trying to memorize things. Yeah.
Yeah. Taking a sip of water because you've choked on your own
saliva.
Saliva.
My own sweat.
Right. Because you're so thirsty from running.
Yeah. But I love it. Yeah, I do really like it.
You're so good at it too. I feel like you're really, really good at it.
And I like being client facing. I don't like the underwriting as much, but who does? You know?
Again, I wouldn't know. Who's doing the underwriting if
Me.
Not you? Okay. Perfect.
That's what I do at night. And then I'm client facing all day and taking phone calls with other brokers. And it's, I don't know how we got to this conversation, but I really love my job.
I know. I love hearing about work.
And being with the interns has shown me how much I've learned in this past year.
Oh my
because,
gosh.
Because, no offense to the interns, love you guys, but you, they don't know much.
Right.
Because why would they? They're, you know, college students. And I was once a college student. And now I've learned so much in this short amount of time from Terry and Claire and Connor. So
you look back and you're like, wow, I did not know.
I've just grown a lot this past year.
Well, you're very mature.
Thank you.
So, and an adult. So, yeah. And I think it's so, honestly, it cracks me up, like, knowing you were in charge of the three interns and just, like, the arc of everything.
Yeah, because I was once an intern and I was rambunctious and Claire had to rein me in.
Yeah, Claire was you a couple years ago. But well, thank you for sharing all of those hilarious stories. We live for business, Bitsy. A couple of people were commenting on my TikTok that they didn't realize that you stopped posting on TikTok.
Well, sad. That makes me feel terrible because I haven't posted in a year.
Yeah, it's
and you're
like
just
year.
Now noticing.
I know. So I said you can hear from her on the podcast. Like, she's still alive. Like,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? Yeah. So
I'm just I grew out of that phase because I think what I was posting was very college related.
Yes, yes.
And
you're focused on your career.
Yeah. And yeah. Your career is that.
Like, and this
how
is
amazing.
My career, 1,000%. Yeah. So, okay, I want us to talk a little bit about summer intentions and what you want from this summer. And it's some fun things that we might be having going on. I also wanted to talk about my little series that I shot this week.
Okay, yeah, talk about it.
So Anne and I had a huge photo shoot and video shoot this week. Monday, we were here at the house, and we have a wonderful videographer. His name is Aaron. He's out of Columbus, which is like 2 hours away from Cleveland. So he does great work. And we shot a bunch of stuff here in the studio, which I'm excited to share. And then we shot a short series up at the Lake House. And it's hosting and tablescapes and some recipes, and it's with Anne and I. So I'm really excited to share with that. And it just felt really good to be on set. You know, I had an
you
itch.
You thrive on
to,
set.
I do thrive. I thrive in front of a camera. And
you're in the right industry.
Totally. And I love like when there is when I have to be an actor. Honestly, in another life I was an actor, but I couldn't do it now because I can't memorize lines. Like, I like to riff.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of riffing. But we did that Monday, Tuesday, and it was so much fun. So I'm very excited to share that and maybe continue it like seasonally. You know,
yeah,
if this
yeah.
goes well, we could do like a fall version.
And
a Christmas
you've used
version.
Aaron in the past for so many different
yes.
series and videos and marketing.
Exactly. So he kind of also understands the vibe of everything. And then we had our photographer come right after he left on Tuesday, and she shot all of the tablescapes and like pictures of me in case we ever wanted to do another coffee table book.
Yeah.
We were like, this is a great opportunity. She actually lives closer to the Lake House. So, like, the whole thing just really worked out.
I love it.
I'm feeling kind of rejuvenated by that. I just felt like I needed a creative project to kind of shake things up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, social media can get stagnant and whatnot. So yeah, those were kind of my updates. But then it really got me thinking because I was posting question box, like, what do you guys want to see from us this summer? We don't really have any other trips planned. It's kind of like a slower.
Oh, I do.
Oh, where are you?
Oh, madam, I have planned a whole trip today.
To Chicago?
To Chicago. Okay. That was it. Just to Chicago. Like, I'm not going anywhere exciting or thrilling.
No, the way you were, like, about to say we're having a Euro summer. Oh, I'm saying we don't really have, like, anything. Like, last summer, we did so much traveling. We were going to the East Coast. We were in Europe.
And I will say that was partially probably because of me, because I was not working. I was home. I just graduated.
Yes.
And I was just like, Mom, like, in Mom's ear, like, we got to travel. We got to go places.
And also, like, Henry wasn't born yet. Claire was pregnant.
Good point.
Last, like, kind of family trips before kids. So it was, like, one of those things where we, like, packed it all in. So anyway, I'm just, like, very much enjoying having, like, a lake house summer.
And me too.
Just, like, kind of enjoying life here in the Midwest. Not to say that things won't pop up.
Sure.
But you know my idea of moving up to the lake house and writing a novel.
Yes, of course.
I talked about that on Dad's Patreon or something like that. We were discussing that. And, you know, he's so supportive. He doesn't shoot anything down. Like, what writing experience do I have?
You are a very good writer.
I am a very good writer. I mean, we obviously wrote the Coffee Table book. So what are some things that you want to do this summer, just around home, around the town, things like that?
I always want to be on a picnic.
Oh, yes.
I always want to be picnicking and on a blanket with a basket. It's such a good idea in theory. And then when you get out there and there's bugs and there's grass, and newsflash, I'm allergic to pollen. So
yeah.
I think if I could have, like, a tented picnic, if I could have a covered picnic,
yes,
maybe a picnic inside.
That also known as a restaurant.
Yeah. See where we went here. I think I just want to be eating in pretty settings. How about
eating
that?
In pretty settings. Okay. I kind of love that.
Yeah.
Eating in pretty settings. I was thinking, like, do you remember that summer where we were constantly going to farmers markets together? We were
of course,
rolling up to that. I feel like farmers markets, like, I need to prioritize that a little bit more this year.
I'm going to a farmers market tonight. It's from 4 to 7 at this adorable spot where we live, near
yes.
where we live.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going with Bella and Gator, her dog, who I haven't seen in a while. And we're going to catch up on wedding planning that she's doing and get some fresh produce.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I luckily am tan.
You do look tan.
And I just want to do a quick shout out to my tanning because I usually use Saint-Tropez
yes.
and I'm using Lux Unfiltered or Unfiltered Lux or whatever kit Keenan and Gigi Powers use.
Okay.
I've been using it and I love it and I think it's life changing.
Well, you look great.
It doesn't destroy my sheets or my clothes. So yeah.
Is it one of those things where you apply and then you let it dry and you put your clothes on, like what Claire and Mom have been doing?
It's a lotion.
Oh.
It's not what they've been doing.
They're, like, on a whole Jergens. They could be Jergens ambassadors.
I love that for them. It's very similar.
Okay.
But yeah, it just gives me a little extra glow. But going back to my intentions, sorry. I always like to be flower picking.
Oh,
I like to be with the flowers.
Oh my God. You know what Mom's friend did today?
What?
She went and strawberry picked. And
oh,
she dropped off strawberries.
This.
It's strawberry season.
Yes. It's strawberry season.
Which we have a little fun thing coming soon for that.
And with this whole Driscoll strawberry situation. Oh my God. Have you not heard about this?
No.
I'm literally not on TikTok and I heard about this.
Whoa.
There are 317 pesticides put into the strawberries that I think I'm pronouncing it right. Driscoll.
Yeah. Driscoll, oh my gosh.
Know.
Okay.
And even the organic ones are bad.
No.
They, like, paint them. They inject them.
They
with
paint
things.
Them.
I don't know what they do. It's not my field.
No, right.
Not
no.
my farm. But I could, yeah, I could inquire about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying.
So I haven't been eating strawberries. You have to get local grown strawberries.
Her friend Celeste picked 10 pounds of strawberries.
Crazy.
Or 10 bushels or something.
So that was just a quick strawberry PSA. Important to just make sure you're not injecting pesticides accidentally with your food.
Seriously.
Another intention, and hop in with any of your intentions.
No, it's this is what we do. We go back and forth.
Another one of my intentions is to secure an apartment.
Oh, yes. I know that this has been, like, kind of one of those things back and forth, back and
back
forth,
back and forth,
back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back
and forth. I have been going back and forth, deciding on different apartment units and buildings. Truly, I'm in between two and in between two units. So I just want to nail that down.
100%. Yeah, I want to move into the townhomes that are, like, wrapping up, but I, like, can't tell if they're done because, like, some of them don't have garage doors. So I'm like, I don't think that's finished yet.
I think the three in the front are done.
Yeah, so the three or four in the front are done, but then they're still working on the back ones. But they look nice, and that is something that will be – it is intentional. I've actually thought about this for a long time, so, like, this isn't a new summer thing. But I'm excited for that. I need more space. The walls are closing in on me. Like, mm-hmm. I love my apartment. Mm-hmm. It'll be 2 years in August. And I feel like that's the perfect time to move. And I'm
it is.
Literally moving right next door. I'm staying on the same – it's, like, the same property. It's the same people. people. So that's something that I'm really excited about as well. I was just going to say something else about my intentions.
Another intention for me is just to continue this good path with my voice and like improving the voice.
Yes.
Last episode I was sick, which is why my voice sounded crazy. But today this is like status quo.
It does sound really good. Your skin also looks really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's
Thank
going
you
on?
So
Tell
much.
Us.
I am not stressed. I am stressed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not so stressed at work that my face is breaking out. I've been drinking a lot of water and I have a new topical.
Oh, and we love a topical.
But I'm
we
keeping it very natural. I am just using like natural products.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been working. I've also been getting more sun, which helps my skin.
Okay, kind of fries off those.
It does.
No, it does. It literally does. I think I have a like a mole check and like a skin check at the end of June, but I got a facial last week with mom, which really kind of pulled everything out, and my face was kind of breaking out for a few days.
It looks amazing now.
Well, I got a diamond glow. Thank you. But she also gave me a new product because I was asking her about microneedling. I just have such like imbalanced skin, you know?
Okay.
And I'm afraid of numbing and needles. So she gave me this other product, and it's called Plated, and it was like, you know, $26,000 for a small bottle. And she was like raving about it. And it's supposed to help like really even out your skin tone. Yeah. I left it in my trunk. I haven't started using it yet. So
yeah.
That's kind of like what I'm going to work at. You guys know we use Obagi. So I'm kind of incorporating that with the Plated as well. But I think also I was getting such regular lymphatic massages and I have stopped doing that due to like scheduling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like high maintenance to be low maintenance, but I forgot about that. And I really think that that was like unclogging everything for so long.
It was. I think it reshaped my whole face. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, like, seriously.
It so depuffed me.
They put us back together.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but she's so hard to get into.
She's so hard to get into. So that's the other thing that I think we need to circle back on.
Another intention is for a while I was getting manicures with Dazzle Dry and Essie, and it just really dries out my nails. It's okay. Not good. So I've been switching who I go to my manicure with, and they last for like a regular manicure a week and a half.
So is this who I think it is? Because I scheduled, I can't get into where we normally go.
I go to the other place.
And I scheduled it for 3 o'clock tomorrow. So I have it for the
You're
weekend.
You're going to love it.
And I can't get in for gel. I'm just getting a regular manicure.
It's going to last. This, Emily, was
oh God, your nails last so good.
Last Monday. It's currently the next Thursday.
No, I know, but how is that lasting so long with regular polish?
I mean, like this, I was chipping off, but it's all natural. I don't know what
witchery.
Crazy witchery is going potion on. They put in it, but it works. And
okay.
I love it.
Well, I'm excited to try that out tomorrow as well. I think with me, my intention is to, I went on 3 dates last week. I was emotionally, physically, and spiritually exhausted. I was kind of at a low point on Sunday. I was like, what is going on? But then I just felt rejuvenized with my shoot. You know, I felt excited. I felt happy about work. I had an amazing call with my manager on Wednesday.
You're doing very well business-wise. We're not, none of us are concerned about that. I just think with the dating, like it's exhausting to go on dates.
It's exhausting.
Because it's an interview with people you've never met and you're playing 20 questions.
I went on a first date with a guy and I spoke for 2.5 hours straight. He wasn't saying anything. He was just laughing. Wasn't saying a word.
At least he was entertained.
He was so entertained. And he was really good looking to look at. So at least I could like talk about myself and like look at someone handsome.
Sure.
But I had a searing headache in the front by the time I left and obviously just like wasn't going to work out. But yeah, no, dating is exhausting. And it's like you kind of, I'm in this like weird thing where I feel like I invest half of my week into dating, like the evenings mainly. And then like, I feel, okay, like that was wasted time because I could have been working on my business, but it's not because it's working on your life.
Yeah. I think you've just been putting in effort in all aspects.
Yeah,
really.
We're running on all cylinders.
We are running on 4 cylinders. Uh-huh. I am actually running on 5. I actually got another cylinder. It was
a satellite. Actually,
it's a red bottom cylinder. It's not a lot of people know about it. I don't know where you get it. It's kind of a black market deal.
It's a luxury cylinder.
Yeah, and that's how I was able to zoom up that elevator.
1,000%. Yeah, you're running on not all 4, 5 cylinders. I think that should be the energy we all are forgetting it's still the year of the horse, guys. Like, we need to be running on all cylinders and just like.
Yeah, we keep bringing up these horse metaphors, which I'm really
but
racking
it's
up
still
about.
The horse. It's still the year of the horse. Of course, I think like I kind of like forgot that and then I just like clocked back in. But yeah, so anyway, I'm still in like my dating time era and I'm still
trying. I think there was
along.
A time where you were not dating.
What?
Like recently when I was on the podcast, whenever that was, I was like, you haven't been dating. You've just been working.
I've just been working. I go in such waves with it. I feel like I can either, like, I have to really get in the headspace of like, okay, we're dating. Because to me, I like, it doesn't work out a lot. And then I feel like it's such a waste of time. Ultimately, I know it's not a waste of time. I think it just goes in waves. And I think that's normal.
There, it's very hard to balance work, social, family, dating. It's hard. And sleep.
Sleep. And then working out and like focusing on our health journey, all of that stuff.
I've been getting 5 to 7 hours a night. I am a 9 to 10 hour girl.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Crazy. I need a lot of sleep, but I feel like I'm getting more than 5 to 7 hours, for God's sakes.
The other night I got 5.
Why?
Yeah. I was just up tip typing.
You were working. Wow. That's crazy. But grind. So that's kind of the update with the dating is like just probably, I think also it's a really easy time of the year to date because people are out on patios. People are at baseball games. Like it's just the people are out.
I mean, we went to the Guardians game and I was trying to set you up with everyone and you were just like please stop.
But it's so funny because it's a lot of the same people over and over again. Yeah, and it's fun to like run into them, but anyway, I'm still like keeping an open mind and putting my best foot forward, putting my best outfit forward.
That's all we can do
is like look cute and like have fun, you know. And so but yeah, if you're in a similar situation, just like take the summer maybe and just be like, okay, we're gonna focus on dating. Yeah. Or don't, you know. But those are some of my intentions. It's amazing that we have a platform. So what else?
Some intentions. Well, we played tennis when we were in Georgia and it felt so good to just be back on the court.
We have to do that again. It was such a great stress release and like so much fun. And I would love to just like in the evenings, like go and hit balls with like dad or you or whatever, just like for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just felt amazing. I have so many cute new tennis dresses.
It's
so
crazy
many cute tennis dresses.
How much of our lives were invested in tennis.
100%.
And you know, when you overdo something and then you're like need a huge sabbatical, that's how I feel.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of it was so much rooted in like, we need to like make the team and like
go to states,
go to win. We need to win. You know, there was just a lot on our
shoulders.
Rackets.
No, actually, my shoulder still has tendonitis in my rotator cuff. I'm like, it is a severe problem and it flared up a little bit. So I'm going to, we'll see how that works out. But I've been playing golf more.
Yeah.
With my, you know, guy pal.
But honestly, like we need to play tennis more, especially as a family. It was so much fun and like such a great workout. And you just kind of zone out in the best way possible because you're just like so focused on getting to the ball.
We have the perfect amount of people for a round robin. No one's ever going to be too tired. And we can sub in Henry, you know?
Totally.
Connor was our ball boy.
Yes.
If we have these skills, we have got to use them, for goodness sakes.
Totally. There's like pickleball courts right by my apartment. Sometimes when I go on walks at night, like it's so fun seeing everybody at the pickleball courts. And like it's just
I can't get behind pickleball. I've played in leagues. I've played at school. I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
Well, it's because we play tennis and I feel like we're just like used to a bigger swing. So... Mm-hmm. But also like it's fun. Like it is fun. It's like those short small steps. They're so tight together, you know. But it also gets packed. Like they're waiting. People are in lines.
Oh yeah.
It's intense.
Oh, it's intense.
There's like cars everywhere. I'm like, guys, I'm just on a walk. Don't worry.
Right. Beep beep.
Beep beep. Well, I'm really excited for summer in general. I feel like this is just gonna be a very fun, relaxing summer. And I hope you guys feel the same way. If there's anything specific you want from us, especially like around the lake house, you know, July 4th will literally be here.
So I was thinking about this the other day. So I gave the interns off work tomorrow because we're not going to be in the office. So we have that weekend. Then I'm in town. We have a busy weekend next weekend.
A busy weekend next weekend.
Oh, maybe it's just me.
Is that the weekend of the 20th?
No, this is, yes, it is. It's the 19th and 20th. So I have a double date Friday with good friends. Saturday we have a birthday party with all three girls.
Everyone's invited.
It's kind of like a mutual sister friend.
Yeah.
And then we'll be at the lake. And then Sunday is Father's Day and I have a baptism.
Wow. Yeah. You've been like last weekend, I didn't see you for 4 days straight. I'm like, where's my sister? You were so busy.
I'm celebrating a birthday all weekend long.
Yeah. No, you had like back-to-back things. So it's fun though to kind of have it's the time. It's like the season though for everything. Everyone's celebrating. Oh. Everyone's doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's super fun.
And what else is going on with you?
What else is going on with me? Your thing is about to fall off. I made a really good Greek salad last night.
I saw you post about that. Mom and I had a trifle salad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I was kind of inspired by the salads and stuff. I made a really good Greek salad and I have leftovers from that. So I'm going to have that again. I was lazy and I bought pre-made grilled chicken from Whole Foods, but I really like their seasoning. So is it really lazy or is it just like, I like how it tastes? I don't know. I've been fixated on Saratoga water.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Well, I love Saratoga water. There's a new coffee shop in our local hometown.
I still haven't gone.
That is unbelievable. I go to bed thinking about it. They have the pebbled ice, best ice latte. They are so fast. Okay. I am so excited to support this small coffee shop business. I hope they flourish. I hope they do. I am their number one fan. I love them. The parking is great. It is close by. The coffee is amazing. It doesn't make me shake. It doesn't make me feel panicky. It's the cups. It's like those rounded, trendy cups that all the Gen Z kids are having. I cannot say enough good things about this place. I should have bought stock in it.
First of all, you are Gen Z as well.
Yeah, I am.
I just checked their schedule. It's open at 7. I'm going to go there tomorrow. Everybody in my family has gone except for me. I was going to go to church last week and then go there after, but they didn't have food.
They're getting
food.
So
I went to a different coffee shop.
Yeah, you went to a different coffee shop. I overheard them and apparently they're getting food.
Okay, that's good. Connor said, and I quote, it was a fierce coffee shop.
That's a great
way. I've actually never heard Connor use the word fierce in my life.
That's a really great way, like from his perspective. I would say it's modern and like moody, trendy. But I kind of like it, honestly. Like, you feel like you're in a big city when you're just, like, in your neighborhood. But, like, today I had to go to the UPS store because I had to, like, they're, like, tracking me down to, like, sign all these papers. And, like, we're fighting with the post office. It's, like, a whole thing. And so I needed to go to the UPS store. And then I needed to go get limoncello because I'm filming something. Obviously, our days are so different.
So different.
And, like, the coffee shop is in, like, the central location of all of my errands. So to know that I'm able to grab a pick-me-up for Mom and I is something that we have not, because we have two coffee shops. The other one is Starbucks. So I was kind of backed into a corner making coffee at home like an idiot. And now I have this new coffee shop and it's been a huge highlight of the summer.
I need to go.
You have to. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
I've been going on more runs because it's summertime and I run outside. And when I say running, it's like a hobble hip displacement,
right,
falling to the ground, yeah, type of thing. So I've been doing that and it's lovely in the evenings. I don't see many people because I go at like 8.
Yeah.
Just sweat it all out.
Yeah.
I haven't had a lot of new music recently.
Oh my gosh, that's such a great point. I was like listening to Sabrina Carpenter over again because it reminds me of summer because like all of her music came out last summer. But as far as new tunes, I'm at a loss. Like I'm over here checking SoundCloud remixes of like Celine Dion songs.
Yeah.
And it's just like I'm not feeling anything.
No, and by the way, I love those SoundCloud remixes. No, me too.
I love those SoundCloud
remixes.
I should
buy SoundCloud Premium because I always have to listen to ads.
Oh, no. That gets me down too. And then I get so frustrated because I'm like waiting for the ads. Right. What's going on with the construction everywhere? Why is there construction everywhere?
I feel like they do this every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, we're going to rip up the whole infrastructure of this city. What is economic development? Let's find out. And they just rip up all the streets and they've changed all the traffic patterns.
It's insane. Took me 15 minutes to get over to the house.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, I took the wrong way. Like half of the, if I take the new route, like if I go all the way around, like past Grammy and Papa's house, like down, that would be like a 10 minute drive. But I forgot that that entire main road is blocked off. So I had to go down, left, back. I mean, it was a mess. It was a mess.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Oh my gosh.
Up the street.
But it's crazy, the construction. At first I was like, okay, there's a little bit of, and then I'm living through construction at my apartment unit. So like I go home to construction and then I leave with construction.
Do you ever wear a PPE? You should just have that in your car, like hard hats.
Oh my gosh.
Goggles.
No, but like
I'm always in PPE.
I'm always just getting rerouted.
Rerouted.
The best days are when you come home and you're like, I was in a hard hat.
The other day with the interns, I'm like, we need 4 hard hats.
Go get them right now. Do you actually feel like you need hard hats when you're in those situations?
It's more about like liability issues and liability. We just don't need that to happen.
Amongst the,
someone
all the
get
other things.
Crushed.
Yeah.
But I do believe hard hats really save lives.
Oh, totally. I just didn't know like from a touring perspective if it was, but that makes sense. Liability.
It's
they
more
have
of a
to
liability.
Say like in case something happened, they had a hard hat on.
Huge
that makes sense.
Vests and goggles.
That's kind of fun though. Do you feel like cool girl? I would.
That particular day I felt fine in them, but there was one time I went and toured a building that we're selling, and it is a manufacturing, but like they're in use, it's not a construction zone, it's a manufacturing site, and I had to wear the most amount of PPE I've ever had, a hairnet.
Wait,
wrapped
what?
Up. I had to wear, you know, goggles, hairnet, earplugs, nose plugs.
Elizabeth. Oh wait, is that when you took a picture?
Yes.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
The hairnet really does me in. And my dad took a picture and I didn't even recognize myself. I looked ridiculous. I look like a clown. I had no idea.
I
that's
just didn't
what
know what you guys were doing. I was like, we just get this random picture. You know, he doesn't really ever send context when he sends pictures. So it's just like Elizabeth in full regalia.
It was crazy.
That's hilarious.
And I've had to do that a couple more times. So now I know to wear my hair up in a ponytail so it can just go totally. Up in a hairnet.
Yeah, so you're just like walking around bald with like a
exactly.
Hat.
And yeah. One, it was terrible because there was this really cute boy on the tour.
I was just about to
like
ask.
Like months ago when I was single. And he was on the tour and I looked like genuinely like a clown. Like, and like he looked fine. Because he didn't have his hair down in a hairnet. Like,
it's different with a guy.
It's so different. And it was bizarre. I haven't seen him since. So
Hope he is well. That's a whole other like just pillar of things that I always forget about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I love that we talked a little bit about work. I feel like that's something that we like sometimes
brush off. Well, because a lot of times it's boring. A lot of times I'm just like, I don't want to talk about this. I just lived it.
Right. Drained.
But
not even drained. Just like, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about something else.
But I think they enjoy hearing it. And I enjoy hearing the stories every time, like when I'm at the house and you come home. Like, I find them to be highly entertaining. You're very forward facing. I feel like you see a lot of people throughout the day.
I do.
So,
yeah. Especially in the summer. Everyone's out and about. There's party in the park. There's all sorts of food trucks. And
yeah, that Wednesday thing where they have lunch. Yeah, yeah, it's super fun. All right, well, thank you all so much for joining us on Bose & Company. We will be also on Patreon. I think we're going to have Terry, so be sure to join our exclusive membership program over there where you get 2 extra episodes per month. And we share a little bit more than we typically do on the regular show. But yeah, be sure to stay tuned for that short series. And I hope you guys are having a great June so far. And we will see you next week. Elizabeth, I really appreciate you taking time. I know you have a busy work day and you're going to see friends, so scheduling us in is something that I will never take for granted. Okay.
I'm so tickled to be invited and asked and welcomed.
Yes.
By the community.
I hope your feet hold up. And if we can influence you on anything, is to buy a pair of Louboutins. Yep. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Bose & Company. I hope you guys have a great week. Say it with me. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.